direction we're headed. So.
Yeah, I mean, from my point of view, we are responsible financially for what's happening. And so I'm concerned with the finances of what's happening. I think that you and Chief Collins are, of course, finances are important, but operationally, it's really critical. That's going to be the really tough job, is making that part of it work. And it's going to be your commission and our commission that have to be responsible for the finances, although ultimately you also have to make the finances work, although first you have to make the operations work before the finances, I mean, kind of the finances have to happen too. But for us, the only thing that we, you know, our responsibility is a fiduciary responsibility to the people of the county. And so that's why we're worried about that. That's why we're concerned about that. That's why, oh, well, this is coming is not good enough. That's why we really want to have that handled, too. That's why we want to feel comfortable about it. So I think that's why I think we want to do that. And
do you guys have concerns about a financial person coming into the picture?
Yeah.
Is it...
With an outside person, I mean, no. I mean, our books are public. They're, you know, I've got no qualms about that. Just wondering, I'm just looking at bandwidth and trying to do that, bring somebody up to speed. I'm not sure exactly what kind of level. I mean, really, that's my biggest concern, is how much time and effort do we need to put toward somebody, especially someone from the outside who's not familiar with the operational part of it.
I believe I'm there's got to be a consultant out there that's familiar with this type of thing, and they're very hireable, and
other than never having done that before.
Yeah. Sure. And in some capacities, just handing, you know, I should be able to hand somebody two budgets and say, here, put these together, first of all, and then you guys can talk about where the overlap will be or where the savings might be, where your staff will compensate, or where there's... savings are more expensive.
Chief Collins, I'd like to have your input on this, if you don't mind.
I think Kyle had something to say, too.
Thank you. Okay. What I would suggest is we had talked about you wanting to do a joint meeting between the two commissions. Mm-hmm. I would suggest that if you take action today to do that, and you made a comment about hiring someone from outside, that's going to be a unilateral decision without having conversation from my board, and I don't think that's the right way to go. I think that we all need to get together and talk about what the next steps are, set timelines, and then have a robust discussion as to whether or not we need an outside person. If that's the best way to go, then we go down that road. If we set a timeline that says we put it together, like you're describing, Gail, that put it together, that's putting two budgets together, crunching, that's easy to do. And then we can have dialogue as two commissions. I wouldn't suggest you to take a position right now to hire an outside consultant, invest costing to do that without having really a robust discussion between the two commissions to come up with what is the best way to go.
Didn't come up at the meeting, at the Integration Steering Committee meeting? It didn't come up?
No. And to that point, I hear what you're saying, but I, you know, this is information that I'm looking for. And obviously, the fire department's finances are public, and so are yours. So I don't know that it requires, you know, everyone, you know, it takes so long to do something like that. I feel that within our own agency, it's very important that we do this work. And that's what I need to move this process forward.
So I hear two things on that, if I may, for just a sec. Your point of whether it came up or not at the Integration Steering Committee, the Steering Committee is a working committee that gives advice back to the commission for action. If you're going down that road, Madam Chair, then what I'm hearing is that you want your side to invest the costing and not have the fire department invest in the costing of that, is what I'm hearing you say, because if you make the decision
that yourself, is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah, my intention wasn't going to ask, wasn't to ask the fire department to share in the analysis of this, because I think this information is essential for our board to look at in order to confidently say we need to move this process forward.
Could we look at, you know, talk to some consultants and see what kind of investment this would be?
Yes, absolutely.
Before,
yes,
you know, kind of deciding.
To move to look into that before we make a financial commitment. Yes.
Yeah. Well, definitely, because both parties are involved in this discussion. I don't see. I would want it to be transparent. Certainly, talking to the fire board.
Oh, yeah.
There's no
yeah.
reason not to. Yeah. And of course,
we're happy to share.
I would think that I don't see any reason why we wouldn't, and why it wouldn't go to the integration committee, because that's the committee that is obviously taking action on it. So it's just something that sounds like it came up after the meeting was, we want a financial picture, how can we get it? Oh, maybe we should hire a consultant. So it came up with you guys.
It came up with us, and we wanted to discuss it with you. And so we wanted your approval to move forward and do some research on that. And Kyle, what would you like to say?
So much.
Sorry.
Hold on.
No,
I have something to say, you know, if I could. Sorry.
I already had one chance.
I can't help myself.
I share your concerns, as you know, Annalisa, about how this has moved forward. And I sent a few questions to you before that last year in committee meeting. And my questions were basically, what does the budget look like a few years out? What do the operations look like a few years out? And what do the personnel look like? What's the organizational chart?
Right.
And I haven't seen that there's a plan to create those things anytime in the near future. And I think it's really important that we do that.
Yeah.
Because we're moving, we're kind of hurtling forward, actually, right? It's been 2 or 3 months since I first asked, you know, about those things. Mm-hmm. So I definitely share your concerns. I'm maybe not, well, one, I don't think you can just tease out the financials. I really don't. I think it has to be kind of a full integrated review altogether. Mm-hmm. I also am a little bit anxious if we were to unilaterally say, hey, we're the public hospital district, we need to do this. I'm not sure that's the right approach. One, I'm not sure we want to take on the full financial burden unilaterally to do that.
We have to see what it comes.
Two, I don't, if this is going to go forward and if the EMS is going to be a partner with the fire district at some point in the future, I think that it sends a similar message to the one that I think we received early on last fall, which was like, hey, we want to sign this agreement, we're going to go forward. So I do feel like I think that having a conversation with the fire district commissioners about this would be really helpful before doing that. But I think it should be an open and frank conversation. And it should say things like, hey, if it was easy to combine budgets at this point, we'd have combined budgets.
Right.
Right? I mean, we know what those are going to be 1 year out if it was easy. Mm-hmm. If it was easy to do any of these things. And it hasn't been. I completely agree that I think that the people involved so far, they have full-time jobs.
Yeah,
they're working hard.
Absolutely.
They are, you know, you two are working. Yeah. You've got a lot going on. And taking this on in addition, I think that some of those things may have slipped because of that.
Yeah.
Regardless of the interlocal agreement being signed by everybody or not. So given that, I think it's a great idea. I've been speaking with somebody who has helped on a couple of integrations in California.
Uh-huh.
We just knew each other socially, and she knew that I was starting this position. She mentioned that was something she had done. I'd be happy to have a conversation about that, share a resume, have outreach to her. Again, I think this needs to be a collaborative effort.
Okay.
Unless it is proven that we can't have a collaborative effort. And then I think that's going to speak to bigger issues.
Okay.
So I am anxious about us just going out and saying, hey, we want to hire somebody. Come in, take a look at the books and all that. And then go back and say, hey, we had somebody take a look. But that goes kind of like if there were a consultant, who were they serving? Is it the hospital district or is it the idea of integration? And I think it moves better if it's serving the idea of integration and so helping sort out what needs to be done and get the time frame going. And really kind of overseeing more than doing a lot of the work.
Mm-hmm,
even.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong about that part.
No, I hear what you're saying.
But I feel pretty confident on the other part that I do think it needs to be integrated effort.
Okay.
So that's my position.
I think what Kyle is sharing. I love, the idea of doing some homework, seeing who's out there, and you've got a connection, so that's pretty amazing and awesome. And I think there's no question we want to be transparent. We want we want you guys to be a big part of this, because this is, you know, the two of you are moving forward on this. I mean, you've already done a run together, and so operationally, you're making things happen. But I do, I mean, there's no question from a financial business perspective, even though we're a service organization, we're not a for-profit business, this is still a business. And any business that's going to change and merge, I think you have to see what the financial picture is going to look like. So I think, you know, you, again, you guys both have full-time jobs. This is a big job, putting numbers together. And although you're just sharing Chief Collins at that, you're saying it's a pretty easy thing to do. I don't know. Do you want to spend some time maybe doing that for us and putting that together?
No. Well, I can't.
You're
taking the direction that you guys want to take. So I think that the collaborativeness is the important part.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's my bottom line.
That maybe we'll spend some time, do the homework, looking for an outside advisor, gather some information, take that information back to the fire commissioners. At some point in a joint meeting, then we will agree to move forward with, you know, hiring someone to lead outside our plan as agreed upon, so we can look at our budgets moving 3 to 5 years out at least.
Yeah, so to make it timely, when is the next steering committee the place to do that, since the fire chiefs come to that, or is it good for just the two of you to go talk to two of the fire chiefs and say, hey, we're thinking about this, what do you think, or what, you know.
I mean, that could be handled.
It doesn't have to be, I just don't think it should be 2 months out that, you know, we talk about that. It's like.
Well, if I can, I know that Chief Collins and I have talked and realized that, and we discussed this at the last Integration Steering Committee as well, is we feel it's time, now that this board is settled and moving forward, that it's time for us to check in again with all of you. You know, whether individually or in pairs, however we want to do that. But both of us, touch base with all of you, touch base with the three fire district commissioners, kind of get a feel, consolidate, you know, where concerns and issues that need to be addressed, and then schedule that joint meeting. And that was kind of our plan moving forward in terms of how we were seeing our next steps in the integration. We had already kind of tentatively talked to Nathan to try to some of that outreach, so we can talk with you all individually, see where your concerns are, see what's going on, boil it down, and then figure out how, you know, what's a good agenda for a joint meeting, because ultimately it sounds like we want to have a joint meeting. So that's something that we had considered. Maybe that might be a path forward to get to that today.
Yeah, the steering. I'm sorry.
Good.
Yeah, the steering committee has suggested that the chiefs meet with each commissioner and to talk over some of these things as well prior to a joint meeting.
So I think we need to talk about, because we have people that we elect, we nominate to be on committees. Mm-hmm. So do each one of us, all five of us, have to have an opinion and meet with everybody, or are Everett and Annalisa kind of in charge of that committee, and it can come back to us when there's something to report,
sure.
And then we can have, I mean, I don't feel like I have to be, up to date. I mean, because we're all going to have like slightly different versions of things, and I don't want that to be an issue. If we can agree on things here and say, hey, we're interested in this, why don't you two get together with the two fire chiefs and just talk about it, and with you guys there, or however it works.
To that point, at the next steering committee meeting, I will bring this up with the commissioner from the fire department, and we will talk about moving forward in that direction, if that is fine with everyone. Okay. Great.
Oh, wait.
And Nathan, go ahead.
So just in practical terms, if you do want to do research on consultants, you need to make an assignment as to who will do that as well.
I wonder who that would be.
I got a thing I got to go to.
Yeah.
But it's just an important detail. Those kinds of things often get, they're easy to overlook, but it matters who deals with that. So,
Is that what comes first, or does the top come first? Which comes first? Just, I mean.
I don't know. It's up to you guys. I mean, it's.
Let's do some research, Nate.
Yeah, I mean, knowledge is power. Knowledge gives us information to, you know, make decisions. And I think gathering that information about consultants and what that would cost.
I would defer to Chief, but, you know, if he's too busy, I'm happy to help. Or if the board prefers having me do it, it's fine. It's his project. So.
Well, it certainly sounds like, Kyle, you've got, you know, a connection that you were willing to explore.
Yeah.
I know that we already have the connection with Rich Davis, who is already our attorney. That's another possibility to talk with as far as someone to crunch numbers.
Yeah.
I don't have a whole lot of experience with that, or, you know, in terms of coming from the outside, other than just dealing with it internally with what I've got and knowing what our bars codes are and what our, you know, expenses are and our revenue sources. I mean, I'm happy to do that sort of thing, but if you're looking at a consolidation of it, I'm not sure exactly how you want to move forward, other than what Chief Collins and I can do in terms of saying, here's my budget, here's your budget, we match the line items and give you something to start with. And that's relatively easy. It's again, it's not that we've been unwilling to do that. It's just as you're timing these things out, we had said that there are other more pressing issues that need to be addressed before we get to that point. But it certainly sounds like you as a commissioner are at that point where that's what you want to see next. So,
yeah, and
I don't know if that answers your question or not.
I think this is great. My thought is that we may see it differently, actually, on the order of events. You know, and so that may be what you're hearing. I think what I'm hearing, at least from us up here, is that, well, some of the order of events would have happened in a kind of a reverse order on some of that. So I don't know. That's my kind of personal feeling. Like, let's figure out what this sort of thing looks like, and then let's build towards it and, you know, get the public momentum, kind of, if that's where we need to go.
Sure.
So that, anyway, I'd be happy to share. Like I said, I've got a resume and contact information for the person that I'd spoken with. I'd be happy to share that with whomever. I don't know if that goes. Usually I send that sort of thing through Nathan, and then if you want to circulate that. But again, that's a starting point, and I am really anxious. I'll wrap up with this, but I am really anxious about us going to, like, you know, even the steering committee and saying this is what we're going to do, as opposed to saying, hey, look, these things haven't happened. We really feel like they have to happen.
Right.
And we want to be on board if this is going to be a good thing to do,
mm-hmm.
but we still need to sort that out.
Right.
So this is the path forward we're proposing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what you already had in mind.
That's
just,
what I mean.
Okay. I think that's a good approach. We want everybody to be on board.
So we're going to wait until the
steering. What the direction is.
So Kyle is going to share information.
Okay.
Correct?
Yeah, and yeah. This is
and
probably,
you know,
not the number crunching.
Perhaps you could pass that on to me and Nathan.
Okay.
And then I think what? Go ahead.
Oh, excuse me. I was just going to ask, what about the idea of reaching out to Rich Davis? To
yes.
See, and maybe. Who knows? Kyle? I don't know.
Well, it's a steering committee issue. So
okay.
Nathan and I can go ahead and reach out to
okay.
Rich Davis.
Yes,
or,
to see
or
maybe he has someone.
As well.
Okay.
So, you know, yeah. Between all of us, we can do a little research together
yeah.
and coordinate that. And then head into the steering committee meeting with some ideas and some proposals about what we'd like to see. And then look for agreement. Everybody okay with that?
I want
to say, too, that a big stage of our the next step for integration is the annexation, and that is a month away, so there is a time on that.
Right.
And so I think that anything that, I don't know what Duncan's asking for or what's happening, but it seems like good information and press on that is going to be important to have that happen. So
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that seems like a priority as well at this moment.
And that is actually one of our topics.
Is that... Yeah, I think that was actually next to talk about. It's a nice segue.
I did also under this particular topic, and I'm sorry this is taking so long, you guys. I did want to just touch base with all of you about moving from the ILA to an MOU. And this is something that, you know, I think that initially when you were all coming on, you know, we were all really concerned about the ILA mm-hmm. and the fact that it had been signed by the previous board coming in. And right now it's hanging out there and no action has been taken on it at all. So, you know, we've had three meetings and a lot of time to discuss all of this stuff. And so I wanted to just get feedback from all of you about what direction you'd like to see us go in regards to this issue.
I would like to us to completely start with a memorandum of understanding. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would vote for the ILA to be taken off the table just because it is hanging out there. Mm-hmm. And it's something we didn't support mm-hmm. in the first place. So it makes sense that we would take it off the table and come up with a memorandum of understanding
okay.
for integration. That's, I mean, that's what I would like to see happen.
I think that makes sense to me.
Yeah. I could go, I mean, I'll defer, but I think, so that would be fine if that's, yeah, I don't mind it hanging out there because to me it's a little bit of trust between fire and us that we're working on it and working together. But an MOU, if it would be clear and if it would make it so that we've made our statement and this is in more of a direction that we or something more that we want, then that would be fine too. I don't know what it would look like, so I'm not sure what that memorandum of understanding would look like. So I'd have to kind of know what it says, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. too. So it's an unknown to me.
Yeah, I think I kind of agree with Gail. And on the one hand, I do feel like the ILA that's out there, I don't really support. So and sort of would just assume that we're not there. On the other hand, I do agree it is a sort of issue of trust with the fire board, mm-hmm. so it does represent that at the same time. And I think we do need some kind of agreement. I think it occurs to me that there may be that money is going to have to change hands, you know, that there's work going on here between fire and EMS that is, you know, that is maybe has to be compensated, you know, and that there needs to be something going on, that there is administered. It's not that the ILA that was presented is all to be thrown out. It's not that it was every last little line was a bad idea. It's not that the whole concept is wrong. I don't believe that. I never did believe that. I thought it was not the right time and it was deficient in a variety of areas and things, but I think there are elements of it that we need to have, and I think that a memorandum of understanding might very well cover that. So I'm a bit ambivalent about it. I think I would feel better if it wasn't there, but I would like to say to the fire, thank you ever so much for it, and it's just, you know, why should we have it hanging out there? You know, so because if we're not going to use it, and right. I don't think we are, I don't think it should be there. So I guess there's that aspect of it. I think we do need to have an agreement. I think we need to support fire. We need to support both chiefs in their work. I mean, they're working hard. They're doing the stuff right now, you know, and I think part of this, I was sitting here thinking about this. Part of this is feeling like we're out of control. That's my feeling, is that they're working on this, you know, and for us, you know, we don't have any say in the operations. We shouldn't, and we don't. And the only thing we actually have a say in, and we actually have responsibility, is for the finances, and that is big. And I've worried about that from day one, and we've said, we have worried about this. Show us the finances. That hasn't happened. Said, show us the finances. Still hasn't happened. Really want to see the finances, because that's what I worry about. There are no control that we have. And so we're going to see the finances. So that's important. To me, that's important. That's my responsibility. So I'm going to see that one way or the other. And I would think it would be important to fire also, and I would love to have them on board, and I think they will be on board with that too. I mean, I think all of us really need, we all want this thing to happen, and I think everybody wants to work towards it happening, and I think the chiefs are working hard to have it happen, and I think it will. So hopefully if annexation happens, it will. And so that's how I feel about it.
So can we start working on that document, the MOU? That would be great. Maybe it looks like the timeline that you talked about, the knowing what the steps are and agreeing to what the steps are, and then like you said, if there's some financial pieces that need to happen in the shorter term, putting that in there. So I'm, supportive of that. Mm-hmm. I think we have to write it somehow.
So I think there are a couple options. So one would be that we could vote to rescind the ILA and send the fire department a letter saying that we've decided to pull this off the table and we're working on an MOU instead. Or, and in consideration of optics, because we do have annexation ahead of us, we could write an MOU that negates the ILA somehow. I'm sure that's possible, correct?
Well, there's nothing in place right now.
There's nothing
right?
in place,
so we don't need to negate anything.
Yeah, so we just
I think we need to have an agreement with the fire district.
Right.
And that would be the one that now says, hey, here's how we're going forward.
So, again, so so we have a couple choices. So we could say, yes, we're going to take the ILA off the table. We're going to work on an MOU and present that to, and in appreciation to our fire commissioners. How do you all, do I have feedback on that? I guess that's what I'd like to know.
We only do this once a month.
Yeah.
My concern, I want to make sure that the fire commissioners, our fire chief, our EMS chief, don't feel like we're doing anything underhanded or that this is absolutely transparent and that we are supporting the effort to move forward. So I don't want to do anything that's going to undermine or in the public confidence. So, I'm not sure, honestly, because I've never been, this is new territory for me.
Sure.
I don't know what the best, I'm not really sure what the best first move is, best approach, mm-hmm. Yes. I don't know if, I'm still trusting fire when they say, we're not going to sign this. That's not going to happen because we do want a different document. Mm-hmm. So I'm not.
I really want a MOU first before we rescind the ILA because I want to say here, and that's a great optics for the community as well to write a story and say, hey, new board has come in, this is how, however it's, this is the new combined work of the two boards, and then we can say, okay, it's replaced that, it's replaced the MOU, and everybody signed it. It's not,
So we have, we're not going to take anything away till we have something to get.
Right, yeah. I think, to me, that's, that seems like the best approach, and I don't know why it wouldn't be.
Okay, Kyle?
I agree. I think we should have something to offer before we pull the other one. I trust that the fire district isn't moving forward with anything. And I think it's more important that we provide the direction it needs to happen, because my understanding is that the EMS is working right now with the fire district, and they're actually out even on calls on, at least one. And so that's happening, so we need to make sure we have the groups also working together and we're identifying the goals that we have going forward. What do we need to do to move this thing forward, work it back? What are we each contributing to it? And put that on paper.
Okay. Are you in agreement, Everett?
Absolutely.
Are you fine to task Everett and myself with drafting an MOU in this case?
Yes.
I think we should work with fire.
I was going
to
say,
we're still talking about something
for the steering committee and have them manipulate it and figure out what.
Great. You should definitely include Carl.
Well, we're the steering committee.
I'd suggest start talking terms first more than anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are the things we would like to see in there? And I think that'd be a great steering committee conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And also a conversation with Chief Kutzing and Chief Collins as well.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah.
They may say, well, we already have that document. We'll say, okay, well, let's talk about it. Because actually, I think the task list that was in the appendix was a very use. I think that could cover a lot of the things that we're talking about today.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So this is great. So now I have an understanding of what direction we're moving in your support. So I appreciate that. And Nathan, you wanted to add something?
Is your intention to take an MOU into a joint meeting, or is your intention to craft an MOU following the joint meeting?
Well, I would think we would do it collaboratively, so it would have to be something that the fire department would agree on as well.
Okay. So,
taking ideas to the integration committee?
Ideas.
To the integration committee and then working on it at the integration committee, mm-hmm. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
I'm just trying to work out in my mind the sequence of events that you're planning. So I envision a joint meeting in April sometime, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
but it'd be nice
people
to have something
are busy
ready
in
to
March.
Go.
So you do want something in advance of the joint meeting to take to it?
Ideally.
Okay, and you're going to do that through the steering committee, or are you wanting to make something unilaterally and take it?
I think through the steering committee.
Okay.
So we can work with the chiefs on that?
That's kind of how the first ILA came about.
That's right. It's the same thing.
It was within the steering committee and brought to the commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very long meeting. Apologies, everyone. We need to talk about annexation of town and how to move forward. We're a little bit limited as a board as to what we can do in terms of public support. We could pass a resolution in support of annexation. Correct, Nathan?
Yes, you can.
Yes, we can do that.
And
that's something we can discuss, but we can't really go out there and advocate it for it on a personal level. I understand, like the EMT organization can go ahead and do that as an organization.
The association.
Would it be all right if I walk through the rules on that when you're done?
Please go ahead.
When you're finished.
No, I'm done. Go ahead. Tell us the rules, please.
The rules. So, okay, here's what we worked out. You can craft a public statement as a board and pass it in support of a ballot measure. To do so, you need to have a hearing and allow the public a chance to advocate for and against. It needs to be announced beforehand, and you need to state the ballot measure that you're going to be addressing. And so we have that information. The town and the fire district have both passed a ballot measure, which they're submitting to the county, which will then be submitted to the public for elections. So we can put that on an agenda, give the public a chance to speak for and against equal time, assuming there are people who want to speak for and against. Mm-hmm. And then you can actually pass that ballot measure. And then that will be a official public stance of the district. Individually, each of you may also advocate. However, you must make clear that they are your personal opinions. So we all are allowed to do that. The right to free speech is in the Constitution of the United States and gives you a lot of room.
We don't have a lot of time to pull something like that together, seeing as the vote is at the end of April.
Well, it's April. It's 2 months away. I actually think it's quite doable. I mean, basically, you just would put together a one-page resolution. You can direct staff to do that. I expect it would take an hour or two. It's not a huge thing. And then we just put it on our agenda for the March meeting, regular meeting. Mm-hmm. And then you would just have basically an extra audience participation section, allow people to speak for and against, and then you vote on it. I don't think it's really that big a deal. I think it's very doable if you wish to do this.
Well, it makes sense to have a public forum about this anyway, because that brings up the issue and gets in people's minds. And right, I mean, were they planning to do any public forums? Is town planning to do that? Is that something we can just tap onto?
My understanding is yes. I mean, the timeline moving forward, and right now, Duncan Wilson, the town administrator, is coordinating with Chuck Daldorf, who is part of the subcommittee on the steering committee to deal with communications. Both Chuck and Nathan deal with the communications aspect of what kinds of things we feel like the public needs to see. So that frequently asked questions was decided to be the first step. We wanted to make sure that we all had the talking points and the same talking points. We want to be, you know, we don't want to give any sort of mixed messages and state the positions very factually. The next steps, discussions have been about town hall meetings, about mailers, about Facebook or social media, you know, websites.
Service clubs.
Service clubs, that was all.
Neighborhood associations.
Yeah, all those pieces are in place, but nothing definite in terms of timeline for that yet. But all of us know that it needs to happen soon. Because, you know, we'd like to have a lot of that stuff out and have that opportunity for those discussions before the ballots show up. We were very fortunate with the CODAN. The property tax thing, there was not a whole lot of time to get information out to the public, but everybody really saw the benefit and the opportunity and spoke very loudly. So this one's a little more that's the perfect word, thank you. It's a little more nuanced, and so that information needs to get out.
Just don't tell people what cost is.
Well, that's what they're all going to ask.
Yeah, right.
They all want to know what it's going to cost me. So we want to make sure that we present the information.
So if we had a public forum, like we have to do our resolution.
Wouldn't it just be our meeting?
Yeah, but we could like also front load it in that if people came in with the other, or we could ask people to speak from our public,
sure,
who are, you know, to make sure we have people making statements about, mm-hmm, actual statements about what it costs and in favor of it as well.
Yeah, and Carl
can
speak to that at
length. At the risk of being a semi-dissenting opinion, I'm not sure that's our role in this one. You know, I think this is a decision by the taxpayers of Friday Harbor.
Yep.
Obviously, the fire district plays a pretty central role in this, and you know, kind of whether they are annexed in there. But I'm not sure that we need to hold a hearing on it ourselves, because we're kind of on the outside. We're watching how that develops, and then that will impact an integration that could impact us, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not eager to do it, partially, I think, because I feel like I don't have enough information to know whether integration is a good thing, you know, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, that is probably coloring.
Is he such a lawyer?
Integration. So that's probably coloring my view.
Oh, sure.
A little bit.
Okay,
you know, like all the questions I've been asking, like, hey, we got to sort these out.
Yeah. I hear that. And I think, you know, for me, I support annexation because I like the idea of taxation with representation, and that's really what that will give people in town. It'll give them a vote on the fire board where they don't have one now. I mean, technically that has to go through the town council, so that's my, you know, bottom line of why I support it. Did you want to add? Sorry, you just decided.
I'm sorry, I'm just getting hungry and have dinner. I kind of don't like the idea of bringing the public in here, you know, and us being the forum for.
Well, we're a teeny blip in this. We're not an important part of this process,
yeah,
but it sort of would be, I think more than anything, a gesture of support.
Mm-hmm.
And it's whether, you know, we're just discussing whether or not we want to do it.
Sure. So I guess from that standpoint, I'm not sure I'd want to open up to the public.
Totally fine.
That, yeah.
And does anybody care that gets, I mean, this is a letter from us versus even just a person, you know, when you see a letter in the paper supporting something, if they read...
It's a resolution, we can't really write
a resolution or whatever. Is it better than each of us writing an individual letter just with some facts, or somebody writing, you know, having a public campaign versus us doing it as an organization? If the impact is greater, then it might, you know, it makes sense to do it. But if the impact isn't that great coming from the public hospital district for any particular reason, then
I
I'm certain it can go either way, as I've said, because I wouldn't mind having that, because I do think there needs to be some public forums, whether or not we need to be at the front of it. I don't think it's going to be a brunt. I don't think people are really going to come in here angry, are they?
I don't think we're talking about like a public forum. I think it's just that we're presenting a resolution, right? And we're allowing people to comment on it.
Correct.
So this isn't like this is our public. They look pretty bored.
Okay,
so
it's just it's not
outside of what we normally do. So the question was really whether or not we were interested in signing a resolution in support of annexation.
I don't have super strong feelings about it, but I think it makes a statement.
It does.
Yeah, I think it makes a statement, and I would certainly support that idea.
Yeah, so would I. I mean, I'm very much in favor of the town annexing into the fire district. So why shouldn't I be in favor of a resolution of that?
Nathan, do we need to vote to ask you to draft a resolution for us to vote on at our next regular meeting?
Well, I mean, it's an official board action. You know, you're basically saying we officially would like to do this. So, yeah, I think you probably do need to.
I make a motion that Nathan draft us a resolution in support of town annexation into the fire district.
Levy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Group one dissenting.
No.
Yeah.
That's right. So the first was Lehman, the second was Lachine Sites, and then it was 4-1, right?
Yes.
4-1.
Okay.
Okay, does anyone need to take a break for a second before we move on to new business?
I said we don't take a break, so it encourages us to
hurry.
Finish.
These people
who are waiting to say something. Give them an opportunity
to
say
something.
So forgive me,
but I'm going to step out to the loo. I'll be back.
Give me a minute to catch up here. And I suppose you don't mind, of course, if I work with Chief Kutzing on this, right?
I'm sorry?
And I suppose you don't mind if I work with Chief Kutzing on that resolution?
I don't. That would be fine with me.
That would be great.
Okay. I don't know if Chief Kutzing minds.
Part of the job.
I see.
Well, I just don't want to get out in front of leadership on this. So I'll draft something and I'll run it by Carl and Annalisa and then send it out to the board.
This building was built while I was a student, EMT student, and I know it was there were tensions in terms of the design of the building and things that the operations people wanted to see happen. I mean, the classic one that always keeps coming back is that they wanted to be able to drive through, much like at the fire station, where you can be able to drive through a bay. That's kind of classic, but it was an architectural piece. The other thing that makes me crazy is just the driveway that goes into the ED.
Yeah.
What's with this? Just give me a big, nice, straight, looping curve, and I'm good to go. And so those are the kinds of things that frustrate me.
Sometimes it's
the fact that the heat goes off if nobody's in the room, and then by the time you are finished with your meeting, then you get the heat. Then the heat.
Is that why it's always so cold?
It's always cold. Yes, because things turn off by themselves. It was all part of the design, and there were certain things that we were overruled.
All right. Someday I'm going to get to the bottom of that door.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a couple of resolutions. Just protocol, just to approve. This is just setting the time of our regularly scheduled meetings, that they shall be at 5:30 on the fourth Wednesday of each month.
Move to adopt Resolution
20-517.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously.
Move to adopt Resolution 20-518.
Look at you go!
Which establishes two different opportunities for public comment, one at the beginning of the meeting and one at the end.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. I think we already scheduled our next special meeting, correct?
We did.
Yep.
Next week.
And we can talk about all this stuff next week.
And
then the last item was discussing a plan for employee review for Chief Kutzing, who's way past due to have his review. It was supposed to happen within 6 months of your
It was supposed to be 6 months of me taking the interim position and then every year thereafter, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, for
I'm a year.
So this normally happens, like you go into an executive session to review an employee during one of our regular meetings. So that could happen at our next meeting, but there's some work that needs to happen in between. And did we all get one of these?
Yes, mm-hmm. I did.
So this is sort of a pure performance. I mean, obviously it has Jerry Martin's name on it, so it's what we used previously.
Same format as
same format.
Pam with her last review
right.
as well.
I'm a big supporter of also self-evaluation, but I would like to have your input.
That's what this is.
Well, it says these three areas are what you believe to be my greatest strengths.
Oh,
I'm not seeing that. Yeah, so
is
I'm not seeing this as a self-evaluation.
Is this in addition to other things? I think so.
We get
I think
a form,
there is a self-evaluation.
So we do have a commissioner evaluation.
Yeah.
This is a peer evaluation.
Yeah, I mean, putting that...
I think Nathan probably can speak to this better. I mean, I've filled out some of these forms. I've filled one out for Chief Martin. I've filled one out for Superintendent Hutchins. Never had one for myself, so I'm not exactly certain on the protocol, whether there was a peer or a self-evaluation. My understanding is when I was asked to fill it out for Chief Martin, I was contacted directly by Chief Martin and asked would I fill one out for him. I know we've had discussion when we were at the last agenda meeting, both Commissioner Lauren and Commissioner Lindstrom, we talked about maybe what needs to happen is several different levels, whether it's a obviously, I think appropriate that Pam says something, as the superintendent, however that hierarchy works up here, whether someone at Chief Collins level, Chief Williams over on Orcas, might be another appropriate one, probably someone that reports to me as well. It's all how you want to structure this.
Okay.
Those are all viable options. I think in the past it's been more of a at the same level rather than underlings and overlings and overlords and serfs and that. I'm not sure.
We had talked about having someone from the paramedics and someone from the EMTs.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not right, and whether or not it's someone that I suggest, or a few someones that I suggest, or somebody that you choose.
Or it's presented to them as each organization, and they choose someone internally.
It's a possibility as well. And I don't know, was there any sort of regular process, Nathan? Maybe I'm asking the wrong person. You haven't been involved with it all that much either.
Well, I was, that's true. Mostly just, observing the process for Chief Martin and Pam. But I never filled out any of them. I know that I typically have some peers do it, and then the board reviews you in executive session, and usually the board will also fill out something individually for you, and then, of course, the self-evaluation. I always hate those self-evaluations. Like, is my performance above average, average? Well, I think I'm pretty average. They are useful to kind of think about how you do. As Tris points out, they're really useful. The whole six-month evaluation thing, he was supposed to be reviewed after 6 months. And that was actually a concession in the contract negotiation because to him, because typically a review leads to a raise. And so that means he's 6 months behind on a raise. So take that into consideration as well. So it should be, it was 6 months and then a year after the 6 month mark. So 6 months and 18 months. But because of everything that's been going on, we're behind. So he's been generous and patient about it. But really, it's just however the board agrees. I mean, the auditors need to see, I talked this over with Pam, the auditors need to see that you guys did your due diligence in reviewing him before giving potentially a raise. That's really all that's happening. There's no way you have to do it. You just have to agree on it, whatever you would like to do. I know that for Pam, there was a longer form for the board and herself, and then a shorter form for peers. There's no one way you have to do it, though. So
my suggestion would be to stick with the regular format and then just insert one person from paramedics and one from EMTs and move forward in that direction. Is that okay with everybody? Discussion?
So we can edit that template.
You can edit it, yeah.
Well, I like making to think this, at the bottom half of this, areas I need growth. I mean, I'd love to know, honestly, I mean, I always think it's great to know what you think your strengths are. I mean, I'm getting to know you still. And then areas where you, you know, maybe, you know, goals for the next year for yourself, for your goals, and where you see growth within yourself as chief BMX.
So include a self-review.
I'm hearing you would like a self-review, and then each of you would like to review him. You'll do an executive session, and then whom else would you like to have review him?
So you would set a peer review. I think that's important. And a representative from your paramedics and a representative from your EMTs.
Volunteer staff or full-time career staff? Or does it matter?
I don't think it matters, but don't you think your full-time staff is more relevant?
Probably knows me better.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay. Yeah.
And then who do you want to give out these? Do you want me to handle it?
Yes, please, Nathan.
I think coming through you, Nathan, would be the best approach, actually.
On behalf of Pam.
On behalf of Pam, yes.
Yeah. Okay, and when Pam gets back, if she's back soon, she can handle it. But in the meanwhile, I can update that template. I'll make up a list who we're going to send it out to, and you guys can let me know if that's all right. Does that work?
Perfect. Thank you,
okay.
Nathan.
And I won't say tonight, but I did have some thoughts on this. I mean, this is pretty generic.
Sure.
It may not be that helpful.
Yeah.
Worry, mm-hmm.
Oh, we can tweak it.
So he's not going to begin this process. This process isn't going to begin
just
in this meeting.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
No.
We'll be doing
it. We're just talking about it.
Okay, good, because I want to look at my evaluation from work and just, like, see what, because there's areas and stuff. It's more, it's more.
So send your feedback to Nathan.
I think the plan was to do a March, end of March.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we'll
An executive session.
An executive session.
Thank you.
Sure.
And we probably need to talk about it.
Maybe we can talk about it at our work session further.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't know
special item
if you want to talk over in private, you know, what money is available for a raise, so you have that available at that time. Mm-hmm. Although, honestly, Chief Kutzing is the one who's best going to know. But we should work out, you know, what's available. He'll probably say, like, oh, $500. It always seems like executives are always like, no, don't give me any money. We need those for the troops. But we should probably work out something.
Okay.
Okay.
And this brings us to the long-awaited public comment section for our very patients.
Have they fallen asleep yet? I can see.
I don't know. You need a blanket and a pillow.
Okay.
Please.
For the record, Richard Grout, and I should say to Commissioner Clary, I didn't actually know when that. Made that gesture before that I would want to speak at the end of the meeting. I just thought, of course you wait till the end of the meeting. Two things. One, I'm disappointed that you're leaving the ILA hanging out there. In my opinion, it's a bad agreement. It does not provide a good basis for integration. it was and is premature. It's out of sync. So I'm disappointed. I think you could have gotten rid of it and then worked on an MOU and let the fire commission understand and know why you did it. The other thing that really distresses me is hearing the two chiefs talk about wanting to meet with you individually and the fire commissioners individually to discuss what's going on in the integration. I think that's a violation of the transparency that you've all promised. I think if the two chiefs want to talk to you and they want to talk to the fire commission, they ought to do it, talk to all of you at once in a public session so you all hear the same thing and the public can hear what's being said, and they ought to do the same thing with the fire commissioners. It shouldn't be done in private. This is public business. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Rick?
I would like to comment. And I'm going to preface it by saying I apologize, but I like Dick. I'm disappointed. And I'm disappointed in the whole board from a resident standpoint here. And it's not from the product, but it's from the process that you folks, I think, feel like you need to go through. I'm just going to step back slightly. When we were asked as the Citizens Advisory Group, we were asked about a concept of integrating EMS and fire. And our goal was, does the concept make sense? Is it really something that ought to be done? So we sat there for a year and we kind of debated that. We debated whether it would be good or not good, and the process of how it would get done, what would be the obstacles. But the resounding theme that we always had at the Citizens Advisory Group was that we're an advisory group, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not our decision to make. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be us that's going to say yay or nay. It's going to be the boards of the two organizations that are going to ultimately do that. When you look at any kind of integration, and when you look at what your consultant will come in and ask you, they're going to say both organizations drive whatever's going to happen. And to me, it sounds like you guys are willing to just let that set. You're either willing to have two people do it out of five people that were elected. You folks were elected by us as the residents to manage right now the public hospital district, which includes EMS, which is much more than finance. I heard, well, I'm concerned about the finance because that's the key thing. To me, that's secondary. Healthcare is primary. You're here to try to ensure that in the pre-hospital setting, the best healthcare is being delivered, not the finance side of it. The finance side is very important. You're responsible for all, you're the stewards of our dollars. And it's real important. Now, in a distressed company, the likelihood is that the distressed company has a lot less say. You're not distressed. You have a lot of things to say. I think you're spinning because you have no objectives. You have no goals, at least none that I've heard. What do you want to get out of the integration? What are the absolutes that are important for you when it's all said and done that the fire department is going to deliver to you? Do you even know what their intent is? I don't think you have your own defined. I don't know if they have theirs defined. But I hope you would all sit down collectively as a group and say, here's what I believe needs to happen to ensure that we're going to do this integration. And it seems to me like you're trying to pass it off to the fire department. Let's be warm and fuzzy to the fire department and let's all kind of sit down and see. You guys at least ought to be coming in with some type of pathway so that you guys know what it is. It doesn't appear like that to me, okay? You're a new board. I wouldn't expect you would have that yet. I think you need to spend time to say in your planning, in your strategic planning, what is it that we have given you by getting elected, the responsibility to set that down. Then when you sit down with the fire department, you know, quite frankly, my perception of the ILA was like a tail getting way in front of the head. Because all of a sudden they were going to try to start running the process. It hasn't even kind of come up to the community to say whether this is a good thing or not, either by financial decision making or not. All of a sudden you've got an ILA that says, hey, we're going to come in and start to help to integrate this thing. Integrate what? What's the objectives that we're integrating, other than a concept of, well, it sounds good that the fire department and the EMS ought to get together. And as the Citizens Advisor Group at the time that we sat down, from at least Rick Fraser's opinion, was that there was poor leadership, especially in healthcare side of it. There was actually also poor leadership in the financial side of it. But your consultant, putting the numbers together, that is not a difficult process. Once you know what the assumptions are. But from you guys, you have to give us what the assumptions are. You have to give us what the expectations are so that then we can put the numbers together. Three buildings, one building, two ambulances, five ambulances, this amount, that amount. And you guys ought to be working on those decisions as much as what the fire department is working on those decisions. Those things you can do collaboratively once you have your list of objectives. But I've gone through four or five M&As. And our board never went to another board.
I don't know what M&A is. What's
that? Mergers and acquisitions.
Thank you. Okay.
Went through mergers and acquisitions, and our board never went in with, well, I'm not certain what we really want to do. I'm not certain what I really want to have as an outcome. They knew what their objectives were. They knew what their goals were. They knew what their intents were. And then they sat down, they signed a letter of intent that allowed them to start to collaborate, not manage, but collaborate, while they were bringing the organizations together. And you know, it was when they signed on the dotted line that said, it's a done deal, did you actually start to merge? You didn't do the M&A before you had documents signed on what the goals and objectives and the values and the things and the items and all that kind of stuff was out. Then the team got together to say, this is how we're going to bring it together. So I apologize because I went over my 3 minutes, but it just seems to me like you're giving up what we put you in place to do, and that's to lead the healthcare, the pre-hospital healthcare in this community.
Thanks.
Yeah, this was always a problem on the CAG. You can never tell what Rick Fraser actually thinks.
Apologize.
I had a good point and decided while I was talking not to raise it, but having listened to Rick, I will raise it. Some of you heard me say in public over the past year that I started out as an opponent of integration because I was here in 1991 when the split occurred. I didn't see any point in it. After sitting through a year of the CAG meetings, and I only missed two in a year, and all the thoughtful work that went into that, they changed my mind. I thought, okay, the concept of integration is worth considering. Since the CAG report was issued, I have come full circle. I have no faith in this process. And I no longer support the idea of integration. I mean, I'm a total skeptic about this. I just don't see. I mean, Rick said it much more articulately, but I have all of those same reasons. I don't see the evidence that this is actually in the public interest and is going to produce better health care outcomes, and that's what I'm concerned with. 80% of the calls are your agency's calls. It's the healthcare outcomes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I will adjourn this meeting at this time. Thank you, everyone.